Our Old Testament reading today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, I love you, and I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Our New Testament reading today comes from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 and 21 and 22. Listen now for the Word of God. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be this Messiah, John answered them all by saying, I baptize you with water. But one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. The word of the Lord.
Hello. For those of you that know me, I always seem to find a song that resonates with me. So the next in my line of interesting, fun, and feel-good sermons, at least in my mind, is a song called Chain of Love. This was written by Johnny Barrett and Rory Lee in early 2000, recorded by a couple of country artists, Charlie Pride and Clay Walker. Now I'll be reading the lyrics to that song shortly to share that with you. But sometimes in life, you give never knowing when you do a good deed as to whether or not you've helped. Sometimes you give and you know immediately what your deed has done and that you always should give and expect nothing in return. As Matthew chapter 22, verse 39 says, love your neighbor as yourself. Pay it forward. Today, that phrase is close to iconic. Random acts of kindness are everywhere. Paying for coffee or meals in a drive-thru, extra tips, kind words, working at food pantries, the list goes on. The heart of paying it forward is based on Jesus' statement in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets. Now, before I read the lyrics, I have two examples. All right, maybe three. First, have you ever found one of those cute painted rocks? Maybe you were out on a walk. Maybe you found it at the grocery store parking lot or in the metro park. You look down, and there was this colored object. It's not supposed to be there. But if you're curious like me, you picked it up. On the occasion I did, there was a message that said, "Hope you like this. Please don't keep it, but share it." My next example is during the height of COVID in early 2020. The world seemed to want to help each other. There was a lot of checking in going on, food being dropped off for others, a real sense of community. A friend of mine worked in a restaurant that was closed down. He called me and asked if I was the one who sent him some money to get by in an unmarked envelope. But while I wish I had thought of doing that, I had to let him know it was not me. But I did say to him what a wonderful earth angel he did have. My third example is what God does and wants from us. Think about this. Look who God used to pay his message forward. Moses. He was a fugitive from justice. David, a shepherd boy. Then consider the people who came to Jesus. Matthew, a despised tax collector. Peter was just a common fisherman. And many more with ailments and problems. So let's get to the lyrics I wanted to share. The song, Chain of Love. He was driving home one evening in his beat-up Pontiac when an old lady flagged him down. Her Mercedes had a flat. He could see that she was frightened, standing out there in the snow. Till he said, "I'm here to help you, ma'am. By the way, my name is Joe." She said, "I'm from St. Louis. I'm only passing through. I must have seen 100 cars go by. This is awful nice of you." When he changed the tire and closed her trunk and was about to drive away, she said, "How much do I owe you?" Here's what Joe had to say. "You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. Someone helped me once, just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you." Well, a few miles down the road, the lady saw a small cafe. She went in to grab a bite to eat and then be on her way. But she couldn't help but notice how the waitress smiled so sweet and how she must have been 8 months along, dead on her feet. And though she didn't know her story, and she probably never will, when the waitress went to get her change from a $100 bill, the lady slipped right out the door and on a napkin left a note. There were tears in the waitress' eyes when she read what the woman had wrote. "You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. Someone once helped me out just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you." That night when she got home from work, the waitress climbed into bed. She was thinking about the money and what that lady's note had said. As her husband lay there sleeping, she whispered soft and low, "Everything's going to be all right. I love you, Joe." Now, paying it forward requires us to pay attention, to care for others. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, "Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." That painted rock, whoever put it there, a child, an adult, an artist, had no idea what would happen when they placed it there. They just had faith that it may change someone's day. On my friend getting some money in an envelope, it affected him emotionally. It affected me to be more conscious of giving, caring for others. And I'm sure it affected the others that he called as well. Whether it was to tip more, give a tip when you never have, just volunteer to do something for someone, putting together a care package for our police, fire, post office, city workers, it was all about paying it forward. On my third example, the reason that we're here, being a good Christian is taking these opportunities and paying them forward with God's love. It's what we do. We get involved, we help, and we encourage and we love. Paying it forward requires us to look for opportunities to do good. The heart or person that truly wants to help doesn't care about the credit. That's what I love about the painted rocks. Those are left for others knowing full well they'll not get a thank you. Maybe paying it forward is God's version that He wants us to be a cheerful giver, giving from our heart and caring. So whatever you do to pay it forward, a gift of money, food, time, kind words, or a cool painted rock, keep the chain of love going. Amen.